property prices will continue to increase in the coming months despite the cost of living crisis and fears of a global economic slowdown. Now, this is according to a new report from the Banking and Payments Federation Ireland. The banking body's latest housing monitor shows that residential property price index is now level with the peak recorded during the Celtic Tiger. In a moment, I'll speak to Mark Rose, who's Managing Director of Rose Properties in Cork. But first, I'm joined on the line by Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor with the Irish Independent, who's been writing about this in today's paper. Charlie, thanks very much for joining us today. So the Banking and Payments Federation say that prices are level with the peak recorded during the Celtic Tiger. Are they right?
Yeah, I mean, that's what the Central Statistics Office are saying, which raises a lot of questions about, you know, when we get back to that level. That was unstable back then. But, you know, the banks are saying this is different this time. Most people are borrowing in line with lending limits, you know, so they're not going mad. They can only borrow 3.5 times their income, and they have to have, if they're a first-time borrower, they have to have a deposit of at least 10%. They're saying, you know, the number of people who are getting exemptions from those rules, so central bank lending limit rules, are way down on what they were back in a few years ago. So, you know, it is worrying, but they say prices will continue to rise. Now, you might have thought they might ease off a bit because they rose by 14% in the year up to June, according to the Central Statistics Office. But what the banks are saying is demand is still very strong. That first-time buyers in particular are continuing to save even as mortgage costs go up. And that, you know, the supply is strong, but needs to continue to be strong if prices are to moderate a bit. But they're saying, you know, lack of supply is the main driver at the moment. Yes. And that keeps the market going. That's what the banks are saying.
So if we are comparing this to 2007, the difference, as you outlined there at the beginning, was that people aren't borrowing beyond the central bank rules in the main. But also, we don't have supply. So the competition is there for the existing houses, which may go some way to explain why prices are increasing so much.
Yeah, I think that's a fair summation of it, Claire. You know, back in 2007, during that awful Celtic Tiger collapse, there was too much supply, and, you know, and people were overborrowing. Banks were being ridiculously generous with people. They were giving them in excess of 100% mortgages. And, you know, it was a different scenario. You have the reverse of that this time. You have banks having to be sensible because the central bank is telling them and forcing them to do that. So they can't, you know, be too generous in giving out mortgages and being reckless as they were the last time. People have to borrow within limits. And there's a lack of supply, even though something like 7,600 completions, houses were completed in the second quarter of this year. That's up 53% on the same period last year. But, you know, so there's more, it's more sensible lending, and there's a lack of supply, which will keep demand strong. That's the argument the banks are saying. Whether on Thursday we get a jumbo increase in European central bank rates, and that has a big effect on the market, and whether or not we get a deep European recession, which we, you know, we suffer from as well, whether or not that, if that impacts the market, is to be seen. You know, we could do with prices moderating a bit. They are at crazy levels, certainly 14%. Annual rises is very strong.
Yeah, but I'm sure that the Banking and Payments Federation has factored in those issues that you just mentioned there, including the rising interest rates, but they're still saying that prices are likely to continue to increase in the coming months.
They are. I mean, you know, that's their chief executive, Brian Hayes, is saying that, you know, average price is likely to continue to increase in the coming months, is exactly what he said when they issued that housing price monitor yesterday. So, you know, that's what they expect. But there's bound to be a slowdown. It can't keep increasing at this level. It's crazy, particularly when, you know, sentiment is going to be impacted by European Central Bank rate rises, as I say, plus the cost of living increase, which means people have less, you know, they have less money to service a mortgage. So, I mean, banks have to factor that in as well. What disposable income have you left after paying very high energy prices, higher food prices, higher petrol and diesel prices, higher home heating, etc. prices, you know? So all of that should moderate prices, but the hope is that supply will keep delivering to meet that demand.
Okay. Charlie, stay there if you can, because I'm joined on the line, as I said, by Mark Rose, Managing Director of Rose Properties in Cork. Good morning, Mark.
Hi, Claire.
So your experience, does it reflect what we're hearing about prices matching 2007 levels and likely to continue to rise?
Yeah, well, listen, that's a very long time ago, but demand is very strong, Charlie said there, and I can echo that. I'm like with boots on the ground. We see it every day. Demand is unbelievably strong and bidding is colossal. We've had two cases recently that spring to mind where bidding went €100,000 over the asking price and €85,000 over the asking price.
Extraordinary. And these sales that you're dealing with, are they in the main cash transactions? Because we're hearing from the Banking and Payments Federation that in the main, people are borrowing within the rules. The number of exceptions is quite low.
100%. So like it's 3.5 times people's earning limit. So they can't get mortgages more than that. There is a lot of cash purchases at the moment. And just one interesting point, the central bank told us in July that there's €144 billion on deposit in Ireland. So that's literally Joe Public with money sitting in their current account or their savings account. And I am now seeing that money come out. So that money is starting to look for a home, literally and metaphorically, and that's pouring petrol on the fire.
Mm-hmm. But it's very difficult for people who don't have a lot of savings and don't have the cash backing.
Absolutely. They're relying on a mortgage. They're relying on gifts from family members or parents. But the bidding is there. The bidding is huge. And to be honest, it's very difficult for people. Like one house, the house I mentioned where it went €100,000 over the asking price, people wrote us letters. We had multiple letters from multiple of those bidders saying that their kids were, you know, in school in the area. They really didn't want to leave. The house was perfect. So it's just more supply we need. We need lots and lots of supply. And there's a few things jamming that up.
OK, so tell me a little bit about what you're seeing when it comes to supply.
So there is very little. The only houses coming on the market are people, let's say, where there's been a death in the family and it might be a probate sale, which was the case in that one that I'm referring to, or unfortunately small-time mom-and-pop investors, landlords selling up. There's a lot of that now. There's a gush of those coming onto the market, but it's still not enough. We need big new developments. And all of those are tied up in planning issues and judicial reviews. We have thousands and thousands of homes around the country that are just tied up with legal red tape. And that isn't going to change anytime soon.
Charlie, it's extraordinary to hear that, you know, those two cases outlined by Mark, one bidder going 100,000 over the asking price and another 85,000. I mean, what hope do people have if they're relying on the mortgage rules and they're trying to save their deposit when they're up against that level of cash in the economy?
It is very, very difficult for those people. It really is, Claire. I mean, particularly as well as a lot of the new builds are built to rent, so they're not available to buy. You know, that's the most viable option for a builder at the moment who has a bit of land that they built to rent and it's pre-funded by a vulture fund of some kind. You also have the cost of building going up as well. And so if you buy a second-hand house and you need to renovate it, I mean, it's difficult to get builders, but it's the prices that they're charging are gone way up because materials are way up. So, I mean, it's extremely difficult. You just hope that the government's shared equity scheme, that'll make some difference. That's to help people on that margin between what they can afford and how much they can borrow. And it's the state taking a stake in the property.
Yeah.
That'll get up and running and help a bit. Mm-hmm. Plus, this you still have the help to buy there as well. But even said with all of that, it's an extremely difficult situation. So the hope for buyers is that it slows down a bit. But if it slows down too much, builders will stop building. So we really hope for a happy medium here. It was interesting that I asked six economists from across different ranges of academia and think tanks, etc., and some in the estate agency business, what they thought was going to happen to the market. They all thought it was going to slow down. Nobody was saying they thought it would crash, but definitely they thought a slowdown was on the way. You know, that might be helpful as long as it doesn't slow down too much, Claire.
Well, Mark, it depends how many cash buyers are left out there or people who can go 100,000 over asking prices, because an interest rate rise isn't going to deter those buyers.
No, but inflation might. So when economists are talking about inflation at 6, 7, 8, 9%, you know, if you're talking about money and you have, let's say, well, I just said there's €144 billion sitting in current accounts and deposit accounts in Ireland, that now would give people, you know, a reason to think about using that money. Interest rates, there's low or no interest rates, but I think inflation will push people out. Another thing that's unusual lately, like I had a house for sale recently where there was a trader upper and they wanted to move on to another property. So I had their property for sale on the market. I had a buyer. The bidding went very well, but the sale fell through because the people had couldn't find a home to move into. So, like, the lack of supply on the market is literally jamming everything up. So, you know, judicial reviews and planning, or use it or lose it for developers. Use the planning, get going. There's one site in Cork, I won't mention the name of it, but it's around 7 acres. It's got planning for over 200 homes. It's 1.5 kilometres to the central business district in Cork. It got planning in 2018 and not a sod has been turned on the site. Mm-hmm. So use it or lose it.
Mm-hmm. And then the younger people you're dealing with who are trying to buy properties, Mark, are they? Do you find that a lot of them have moved back home in order to save for the deposit?
Yes. And, you know, I suppose people are lucky to have that option, even though it's not ideal. But remember what we said, like, they're saving, they're continuing to save. Let's say they've got good jobs and they're saving. That's more cash coming into the system. So, like, we have enough of that, 144 billion. We need more supply. I think if you ask any auctioneer in the country, people might think, oh, sure, it's great for you, you know, prices are very high. That's what people say in viewings. We want, like, I think we want prices to moderate and way more supply. Any auctioneer in the country will tell you we want hundreds and thousands more homes and we need them now.
Mark, thanks very much for joining us today. Mark Rose and Charlie Weston there from the Irish Independent. We'll be back after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.